Hey, Rocky Series podcast fans, this is Ryan, one of the hosts of the Going the Distance, the Rocky Series podcast. My brother, Ruben, and I, Ryan, would like to say thank you for your journey, for going this far, going the distance to episode 50. That's right. This is officially episode 50. Nothing really special about this episode, other than that it's number 50. In this episode, you'll hear we talk about the failed training sequence that Rocky did in the hotel before his loss to Clubber Lang. I just want to say thank you to our fans, our listeners, to those who have given us their time and their ears. Just want to say thank you. I do have one request. Ruben and I are small podcast. We do not have a large listenership, and that's okay. We will do this podcast for the few people that listen, because guess what? You guys listen. It's okay that only a handful of loyal listeners listen to us. We want to first welcome our new listeners, those who have stumbled upon our podcast mid, you know, in the 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s now of this podcast. And we encourage you guys who have stumbled upon us to go back, the back catalog. It's all there. Listen, you'll hear the early episodes where Ruben and I were still trying to find our voice, and we didn't have much of one. Our audio quality was terrible, but we tried, and we've learned, and we grow, and I would like to say that our audio quality gets better. It gets a little bit better, but we get a bit of a groove on and start to come into our own as podcasters. We just want to say thank you to the other podcasts out there that have given us support. Podcasts like The Franchise, Weekly Top 6, Geek USA. We'd like to say thank you to people that we have interviewed. We've interviewed some really incredible people. We'd like to thank our first interview, Ben Fiore. First interviews with Mike Kunda, the Rocky impersonator and Rocky tour guide in Philadelphia. We've interviewed authors, artists, actors, Pulitzer Prize winning authors, published online publishers, just you name it. We've interviewed an angry video game nerd. So we've interviewed all these people, and it's been amazing that they've taken time to say hi to us. We have a future interview coming up in a couple episodes, which will be episode 52, of Patty McGree. And she was in Rocky III for a short stint, and other movies and franchises. And she now does seances and what have you, and we'll get into her story in a couple of episodes. So thank you to all those who've interviewed us. Hey, some of you aren't big on the interviews, and you just like hearing me and Ruben talk. Well, that's okay. We have lots of those episodes. If you go back to our back catalog, and any episode that doesn't say interview with so-and-so is me and Ruben basically talking about Rocky. And we start with Rocky 1, go to Rocky 2, and now we're on Rocky 3. Here is my request, and this is what I wanted to do this whole thing at the beginning here, and thank you for listening. We'll get to the episode, don't worry, I promise. Well, Ruben and I are just a fledgling podcast, and like I said, we'll do this for anybody. We'll do this for 10 people, and sometimes I feel like that's what we're doing it for, but we'll do it for any number of people. But you know what really helps us is those that review us on iTunes. And we've only had a handful of people doing that, but we want to say thank you to the three people that have reviewed us on iTunes who have taken the time to give us some really great reviews. And I know there's more than three people listening to our podcast. I'm begging. I am actually begging. We'll never ask for money. I'm just telling you right now, we're not going to ask for money. We're not going to do the Patreon thing. We're not going to do any of that stuff. We're going to give all of this to you free. Ruben and I, and myself in particular, who does the editing, spends a lot of hours on every episode, editing every episode to make it sound fun, to eliminate some of the ums and ahs and all that garbage. And even like the and that I just did, we try to eliminate all that stuff to make your listening experience fun and enjoyable. And I'll never ask for money, but I will ask for reviews. Please, guys, if you don't have an iTunes account, you can create one without having an Apple product. Leave us a review on iTunes. iTunes are like the gods of podcasts. They run the show, and it helps plug our show within a larger audience. And that larger audience will never give us money. We're not asking for money. We're not asking for sponsors. We don't give a crap. I don't care anymore. I just want to do this because I love you guys. I love Rocky, and I want more people to hear this podcast because there's millions of podcast listeners, and there's millions of Rocky fans. Why can't these two connect? So we're just hoping that the two will connect one day. All right, so leave us a review or even just rate us. Even just put a 5-star rating on there, even if you don't want to write anything out. But thank you to the few guys that did. Jerry, you're one of them. The other two guys, I forget your names because they were like pretend names, but thank you for your reviews. We posted a picture of that screenshot on our Facebook page. So like us, The Rocky Series Podcast on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, The Rocky Series Podcast. We're on Instagram, The Rocky Series Podcast. And we're on YouTube, The Rocky Series Podcast. We love you guys. Thank you for letting me do this preamble. Cue that music and enjoy episode 50. Time no see.
It's been quite some time since we've talked to each other.
Remember when I get film developed as a kid?
Yep.
Did you ever like get your film developed? You're looking at it and you're wearing the same clothes that you did when the picture was being taken?
I have something even better. You know, Facebook.
I've heard of that. That's like kind of like a MySpace, right?
Yeah, Facebook's like MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
There's the app on Facebook where it says previously on this day or this time 5 years ago, six years ago.
Facebook memories.
Facebook memories.
Yeah.
I will see the Facebook memory and I'm wearing the same clothes on me 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
or like, yeah. This shirt actually that I'm wearing right now, I try to wear it for the Rocky podcast. Uh-huh. It's my Rocky shirt.
Yeah.
This is one of the newest shirts I own. I got it at Christmas time by my lovely wife.
This is one of my newest shirts, the Tragically Hip. No Rocky reference that I'm aware of.
No. Oh. Did the singer. Do you have cancer?
He did. There we go. There we go.
Rocky had cancer. Hey, cancer.
Let's give it up. Me too.
Hey, cancer for everybody.
I always like it. Once in a while, it's been a while since it's happened, but people will say, so is that why you're bald? Because he had cancer?
Does it help?
Does it help, though?
Does it help the hair growth if you have cancer?
No. I think it diminishes it.
So you're definitely, you're bald because of genetics.
Genetics. Okay. I got a new little scratch on my head there.
All right. Well, right now we don't have any viewers, but we'd like to thank those that watched our previous episode. Thank you for coming and watching the show and commenting. We appreciate your support.
Those that are bald will empathize with getting scratches in your head.
I've been scratched on my head.
Okay. Who do you think gets scratched more on their head? Somebody with a full head of hair like yourself or somebody that's bald like myself?
I guess I'll never know the pain.
Put it this way. Cats with whiskers, cats without whiskers. Which one gets bumped more? It's like having hair is like whiskers. You get a little warning to like, slow down or something's hitting me.
Okay, fair enough. All right, wow.
I'm just saying, for our bald listeners out there.
We haven't introduced ourselves.
They know my, the bald one who is griping right now is Ruben.
Ruben, welcome to the show.
Ryan, welcome to my house.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I forgot to say, we're at Ruben Rebalkin Studios.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be here. This is the Rocky Series podcast, Going the Distance. Yeah, it's good to be here. Without further ado, shall we?
Cue the music.
Right. So last week we discussed the Rocky statue unveiling. That took the whole episode. We hope we didn't bore any of our listeners. If you're listening today, that means we didn't because you came back for another round of the Rocky Series podcast. That we talked about the meta, the things that are meta, and we'll get more into that. But Rocky III, as I've said before, is a self-referential movie like none other in the series, I think. Well, the movies themselves self referentiate Stallone's life. Rocky III is certainly no, I would say no excuse, no exception. Thank you. No exception to that rule. Okay, so after that statue unveiling, and of course, Clubber Lang comes out and challenges Rocky to a fight. Mickey says, "You're not going to fight him." And Rocky's confused about, why is this guy protecting me from this guy? I can fight this guy. I just fought for the belt 10 times in 3 years. I can beat this guy. Why? What's the deal here? So the limo pulls into the house. Mickey's already made it home before the limo driver. I found that interesting. He got to the event via the limo. Rocky and Adrian pull into the limo. Well, we saw that Mickey did leave earlier, so he probably just caught a cab. Rocky, of course, stayed for the final events of the whatever. But we should have mentioned, Mickey said to Rocky, because Rocky goes, why are you doing this? I can fight this guy. This was at the event, sorry. Rocky says to Mickey, why are you doing this? Like, why do you keep telling this guy that I won't fight him? He goes, I want to fight him. Well, Mickey says, well, you can, but you're going to do it without me. I'm done. I want no more of this. He's really angry about it. I really found this, again, another really weird Mickey moment. Now, we've seen him have a heart problem during the charity fight.
Yeah.
So we know that Mickey probably has an indication of his own health having issues. Okay, fair enough. But to not tell Rocky that he has health issues and to leave Rocky in the dark as well. So Mickey's now left Rocky in the dark about the type.
Let me get this straight.
Okay.
An old man.
Right.
Who's old in the 80s.
Right.
Didn't want to talk about his health issues.
Fair enough. So this was in the 1980s, and he was old in the 80s, in his 80s, and he didn't share with a guy who's 35 his health issues. Okay, but
who's at the peak of his health?
Yeah, but I mean, still, but he's angry. He's being kind of angry. He's being kind of rude to Rocky, especially at this unveiling event.
He's saying, a crotchety old man.
Yeah. Because I want no more of this.
Crotchety.
So they get back to the house, and we don't know what the conversation Adrian had with Rocky in the limo. I think we should kind of guess that Adrian did know that Mickey was protecting Rocky. Because she's telling Rocky, Rocky, stop, let's talk. Rocky was like, no, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Mickey. So Adrian was trying to tell Rocky, don't go in there angry, let's talk first. So Rocky gets into that private room that Mickey has. So Mickey's got his own little digs there, eh? Like, he lives in this mansion. He's got his own little place in there. Like, it's legit. Like, he probably lives there rent-free.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So he's packing up his stuff.
Can you imagine him charging?
Yeah. So Mickey's packing up his stuff. And Rocky says, why are you doing this?
Because it's that point in the movie where you need a conflict.
Right.
That was my impersonation of Mickey.
Good.
Should I do more impersonations, Ryan?
No.
All right.
So it's a nice little room that Mickey has here. He's got a picture on his wall of Rocky and the Apollo fight in Rocky 2. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of weird that it's pink.
So Rocky's upset that Mickey's not answering the question, why are you doing this? He slams down his suitcase, and Mickey goes, because you can't win, Rock. This guy will destroy you in 3 rounds. And then Rocky says, you're crazy. And Mickey goes, what else is new?
Why'd you leave? Why'd you walk away like that?
Life's too short, kid.
Where you going?
I'm going on a permanent vacation.
What are you talking about? We got one more fight.
No, no. Not we. You.
Why are you doing this? I said, why are you doing this?
Because you can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
You're crazy.
What else is new?
But Rocky, for Rocky to hear this, though, you got to think of what's going through his head right now.
Well, it's tough when your mentor teacher says they don't believe in you.
Well, not that he just doesn't believe in you. I know what you mean by believe, but he's being real. It's not about belief anymore. Like, he's telling Rocky you can't fly. Any more than you can't flap your wings and fly, you can't beat this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is hungry. He's a tank. He's a machine. He's going to destroy you. And Mickey's been in the business long enough to maybe make that call.
Sure, yeah.
And he loves Rocky. He loves him. But he doesn't want to see him get beat, and his own health is failing.
That must be tough to be like that, ornery. just in general, let alone like that old and doing it.
Right. They have their little heart-to-heart here. And this is where Mickey now tells the big reveal. So he just said that he had his title defenses.
Mm-hmm.
They just defended the title.
Yep.
And Mickey goes, they were handpicked. You want to explain what that might mean to the...
I'd imagine, like, who you're going to have the best chances to beat.
Right. And Rocky goes, there were setups? And he's really mad here.
Yeah.
He's just another fighter.
No, he ain't just another fighter. This guy is a wrecking machine, and he's hungry. Hell, you ain't been hungry since you won that belt.
Oh, what are you talking about? I've had 10 title defenses.
That was easy.
What do you mean, easy?
They was handpicked.
Setups?
Nah, they were setups. They was good fighters, but they wasn't killers like this guy. He'll knock you into tomorrow, Rock.
So he's just found out his... He basically has found out that his title defenses have kind of been a lie. Because like, in his heart, he's like, I'm beating another Creed. I'm beating another Rocky.
Sure.
You know? So in his mind, he's winning these fights. And we've seen that opening montage from a few episodes ago that we're talking about where he's just destroying these people one after another. I find it interesting that at no point did he ever clue in that why is everybody so easy?
Yeah.
Like, he barely broke a sweat in these films, in those fights, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Apollo was a battle.
How much money would it take for you to go in the ring and get beaten?
The minimum amount, of course. Against who, though? We're talking MMA, boxing?
How about whoever? Whoever is the champion right now.
The MMA?
No, boxing.
Boxing? Sorry, because MMA is the biggest thing right now. In the 80s, it was boxing, but now it's mixed martial arts. But the minimum amount. Boy, it's like...
Basically, you're going to get beaten up.
Oh, of course. One punch, it's going to hurt. It might break my neck.
So how much?
I think the number that just went in my head was 10 grand.
10,000? Really? You need to love yourself a little bit more. 10,000?
Is that high or low?
It's low.
You got to love yourself a little. I don't know. I guess if somebody actually waved 10 grand in front of me,
but for your health?
I mean, well, is it their intention to kill me?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Of course it is. They have the eye of the tiger.
Are you talking about what it takes for you to get in the ring with Clubber Lang? Well, that question was asked for Thunderlips. Would you like to start at Fort Knox? Remember they talked to the announcers talking about that? So that's what they were starting at was millions of dollars. Yeah. That's a little silly. That can't be your minimum. Your minimum can't be, you know, $5 billion.
I definitely do it for $350,000?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're going right up to $350,000, eh?
Yeah.
So if I offered you $200,000 to fight Clubber.
I have to think about it. I'd talk to some medical professionals. $200,000, your health.
Oh, yeah. It's not gonna kill you. That doesn't happen until
I'm Rocky. A delicate flower, man.
Well, I am too. That doesn't happen until Rocky IV, by the way.
Foreshadow.
Death in the rain.
$10,000.
Okay, actually, that sounds kind of low now. I'm scared. I don't want to fight Clubber.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Mickey, because here, I guess the point of that question is that Mickey's kind of
right.
faltering with his health. He's what it'll put him through, and it'll put a rock through. And he's like, well, you know, you got a wife and kids, you're a gazillionaire. And the question is really health. It's not a question of, I don't think, pride, you're going to lose, but it's like.
Yeah, Mickey, he did say that. He said life's short. He mentioned that life is short.
Yeah.
And he knows his life, whether it's a heart condition or not. He's at the age where he's lived past expectations anyways.
Yeah.
And he's ready to live the rest of his life in peace because training is difficult. Seeing your fighter in the ring getting pummeled is difficult. Now, this guy in general is a killing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he just thinks Rocky, as he says, you know, the worst thing that happened to you as a fighter. You got civilized. You got soft.
Jeez, Mick. Why'd you do it?
Because the beating that you got from Apollo should have killed you, kid. It didn't. It was my job to keep you winning and to keep you healthy.
You really don't think I got nothing left, do you?
Well, Rock, let's put it this way.
3 years ago, you was supernatural. You was hard and you was nasty and you had this cast iron jaw. But then the worst thing happened to you that could happen to any fighter. You got civilized.
This is a real thing.
Sure. Happens in music.
That, I was just going to say, like, this idea of being hungry, it's why does hunger equal talent? Why is there that?
I don't think it's the talent. I think it's the drive to keep creating.
Okay. Like, you get to, you know, again, this movie reflects kind of like Stallone's life. It's interesting, his movie career and stuff and his choices, where it's like Stallone, I should say, has become in his own right civilized. He himself lives in mansions now. He himself is a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. He himself is trying to reinvent himself.
Well, he wears suits when he goes and does interviews.
Right.
Really sharp suits.
When Stallone's writing this film, he's, again, writing about his own life experience. When he wrote Rocky I, he was a hungry fighter.
Obviously self-aware.
When he wrote Rocky II, he's like, can I hit lightning twice? Because his other movies just weren't quite making it. And then Rocky III, again, you know, investigates the idea of what do you do when you're successful? When you're at the top, how do I explore this idea that I'm at the top, both in my career and now Rocky in his career? And you could argue his previous movies were handpicked. They were softies. You know, I don't know.
Sure. Like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. He's a good actor, right?
Some think so. Some don't. I saw John Wick 2 recently.
Oh, how was that?
I didn't see the first one.
You didn't see the first one?
No.
How were you able to follow the storyline for John Wick 2 if you haven't seen John Wick Part 1?
Well, your question has a you're presupposing that there's a real storyline to follow.
Okay.
Basically, revenge, get the bad guys.
Oh.
I gotta say, a really entertaining movie.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's...
Once he talks, it's like, really? Did nobody, like... You don't have that acting coach? His acting, his physical movements and all that, very entertaining, very engaging. His fight scene's very good. Saying words, boy. Either of us could act better than that.
Right. Yeah, Keanu Reeves has some issues. He definitely has some issues.
I like the guy.
Yeah, I think he's a nice guy. I think Keanu Reeves is actually a nice guy. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's nice to the staff, the production company. He's
hired.
Well, in fact, that's very true. People do get hired because they're nice to work with. George Clooney, I think, is somebody like that as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gets hired because he's easy to work with and he's professional.
Some people say that he's handsome as well.
He is handsome. Oh. He just recently did a coffee commercial with him and Annie Garcia where they implanted themselves like Forrest Gump style in old movies and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of clever. Rocky convinces Mickey, hey, let's just do this one more time. So he convinces Mickey, let's do one more time together. Let's just go out one more time.
Let's get the band back together.
Yeah.
Don't worry, kid. You know, presidents retire, generals retire, horses retire, man of war retired. They put him out to stud. That's what you should have done, retire.
I can't retire knowing all this, man.
I don't push.
Oh, you've been carrying me.
We don't need it.
You've been carrying me, though.
I haven't been carrying you. I've been protecting you.
No, look, I want this fight. Just one more.
No, we don't need it.
I live in the gym.
We don't need it.
Mick, I do. I'm asking you to train me one last time.
Oh, no.
If you don't, I'm going to tell everybody you bought a new pair of underwear in 10 years.
You would, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. No. One more time. It's over. It's a deal. Come on.
It's your head, kid. It's your head.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, man.
And little does Rocky know, and this is going to... So... Rocky ends up killing Mickey. Like, I know we're not there yet,
mm-hmm.
but this decision causes that reaction.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't know. Mickey could have died. at any time. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, the first heart problem that he felt was at the charity match with Thunderlips. Mm-hmm. He was in the ring. And then stress. But what do you do? Well, I know Rocky doesn't know this, but then of course we know later.
But if you're Mickey, what do you do? Do you stop living your life?
No.
Do you come?
Just lie in bed.
Lie in bed.
Right.
Well, I think it also shows us how dedicated he is to Rocky.
Yeah.
That he gave his life for him, you know?
But he's, even in this scene though, this is a really heartbreaking scene. So they're on the couch together. We should just set this up so those who are listening that can see this in their mind. They're on that little couch together in Mickey's room.
Uh-huh.
Rocky convinces him that, like, look, let's just do it one more time. Let's just go out one more time together. This will be it. This will be a last fight.
He's right.
And he's right. But Rocky's like, thanks, Mickey. He's really – like, Rocky – and Stallone does a great job playing this character, obviously, and playing mm-hmm. this part where, like, Rocky's oblivious to the body language. Like, he's saying, thanks, Mick. Thanks. And Mickey can't even look him in the eyes. And he actually says, you know, it's your head, kid. It's your head. That's his response.
Well, sometimes that does happen when people like ask you for advice and you give the advice that's contrary to what it is that they want to do. And they don't, they're like, they just, you know what I mean? Am I making sense?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So should I get back together with Tina? Oh, she was horrible to you. Hey, yeah, she is pretty, isn't she? Yeah, I think I'll get back together with her. Thanks for the talk.
Well, that's, it's human nature.
It's like the Glenn Hassford song, where your mind's made up. There's nothing you can do. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to stop it. You see?
Well, I like that. So now we cut to what I call the worst training sequence in all of the Rocky films. And it's done so that way because it's campy, it's cheesy, and we can see obviously that Rocky is just nonplussed. He's just not concerned. He knows this is his last fight, and so he says to Mickey, he just wants to go in style. And Mickey goes, well, let's just go in one piece. Mm. You know, so Mickey's still trying to keep this training serious. So apparently they're training. I don't know what the name of the building is here, but the sign outside says heavyweight champ trains here daily.
Looks like there's a hotel, the Bellevue Stratford.
Oh, you want to Google the Bellevue Stratford?
Oh, do I ever? Actually, I might Bing it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's the Bellevue Stratford. So Rocky trains there daily. And it looks like it's a kind of like an open admission. You just kind of come in and see the guy train. But inside, it's like it's literally a circus. Things being sold. Paulie's hawking things. Get your T-shirts. Get your mugs. Get your stuff. Get your Rocky memorabilia stuff here.
Which is crazy because it's a Hyatt. Like it's a 4-star hotel.
It's a 4-star.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, that's good. The 5 stars is essentially as good as you're going to get.
So let's look what we have here. So everyone knows this film. So you got the cheesy Frank Sloan song. I should bring that up just so we can set the atmosphere.
I don't – what do you mean?
Go – pushing, Frank Sloan pushing. Let's just play a little bit, except the audience would know what we're talking about. So we got the Frank Sloan singing Pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a beautiful song. Okay, let's just get a feel of this here. This is Rocky's trained to the song. Oh,
that's not it.
That's the commercial. There we go.
Push him, get ready for the fight.
Yep.
Every day and night.
This is Frank. This is Sylvester Stallone's brother. Okay.
Okay.
What are some of the YouTube comments, Rube?
All the YouTube comments sometimes. He's going to kiss you. He's going to kill you. That's the lyrics. The greatest musician of all time.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what's funny is I don't know if that's been joking or
there's
not.
There's 11 likes.
Again, are they liking it because it's a joke or because it's...
LOL, nowhere close. You're delusional. I'm delusional. You're saying Frank Stallone is the best musician of all time? He's not even the top 500. You're delusional.
Top 500. Imagine if they did the top 500 musicians and Frank Stallone didn't end up there.
And then the original commenter, the original poster, OP, says, that's your opinion, man. Shart Lord.
Shart Lord?
What does that mean?
His name is, he's the Lord of Shart?
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyways, I'm watching Rocky Raid 3 on AMC. You gotta love, okay, Ryan, let's say you're Stallone, okay? You're the actor, I'm the musician brother, okay?
Okay.
You're doing Rocky 3.
So you're my Frank.
I'm your Frank to your Rock.
All right.
I came up with this song. You said, brother, write me a song.
Okay. I know what you're saying, but I think the song was written specifically for this scene for that reason, that it's cheesy, over the top. This is not serious. That's okay. The whole point.
Okay.
Frank is singing it well. Like, he's singing well.
I can't sing myself.
But I think it was supposed to be a little bit cheesy, over the top, kind of like almost like a bit of a hokey pokey, because the whole training sequence that goes on here, we can watch your room. Yeah, this everything about the song is cheesy. But once you come into – so you come into this fanfare, whatever this is, where Rocky's training. If you look here, they're selling gloves, boxing gloves. There's signs that flash Rocky.
Sure.
There's balloons that say Rocky. And then there's a big, you know, cardboard cutout of Stallone.
Yeah.
Of Rocky doing this. And you can walk around and see the champ train. And there's those punching bag things too, the ones that stand up.
Yep.
You can punch back and forth. They, you know, you can kick it, you can beat it.
Sure.
You can kick it, you can beat it.
This is like, I guess, his like Beatlemania, where you're just cashing in.
Absolutely cashing in.
It's like when Colonel Sanders.
What are the prices here? $275 for a pair of shorts.
Wow.
$29 still for boxing gloves. Can you Google boxing gloves and see how much they cost? Because that's $29 in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they are expensive. The girls are all wearing Nike shirts. Yellow seems to be the theme here. Heavyweight champion of the world, says the banner. There's a ring in the middle. And Paulie's wearing a shirt that says Rocky, the Italian Stallion. And he's selling Rocky robes. There's Rocky pitchers. There's also American colors everywhere.
Boxing gloves at Walmart.com.
Okay.
In 2017 for $19.44.
Wow. So $29.82. It's like,
$13. Oh, those are kids.
So they're up there. There's some $44 ones there.
Crazy.
So pretty high price for 82, but I guess you're buying official Rocky gloves. Now, you got Paulie here selling stuff. And do you see what he's wearing on his shirt there?
The buttons.
Pins. Yeah, remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
That was such an 80s thing, man. You remember those things?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
If you weren't born before 1980, they used to have these pins. They're called pins, but they're like a picture. Cool.
Yeah.
And there's like plastic over top. And they're shape of a circle with a pin. And people would have them all over their jackets and backpacks. And
Or the jean jackets. Yeah. You'd have your band, or I voted for Dukakis or whatever it is.
So I love this. People are going around to each table.
Uh-huh.
Like, and there's a scene here between like a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And she's got a glove on, and she swings at her boyfriend. He ducks back, and they're just having a great old time.
This is great, yeah. So stupid.
I love movie world stuff.
Yes.
Because this setup was so cheesy. It's so like literally, I don't know if it's this combination of it's just the 80s. Put it on a glove and is swinging at your significant other. Oh, it's just crazy. Oh, look at you. This is so much fun. You know, like I would be bored in 5 minutes. All I would do is want to go meet the champion, take a selfie and go home.
Yeah.
Like, this would be, but I love how they're all taking their time at each little stable and they're laughing. It's like Disneyland in here. You know, this is the happiest place on earth, is this hotel lobby.
That's funny. Oh, it's a grandmother getting her a Rocky inflatable.
She's walking out with this inflatable Rocky punching bag toy, and she is just as happy as a pig in mud.
She's dead now.
Oh, she's dead. She is dead.
Look how rugged Rocky looks there. When I say rugged, I mean like rough.
Okay. Yeah. So let me point out the scene. Here's Frank, and he is grooving to his own song.
Who can blame him?
So he's up there on the stage behind the ring. He's got three beautiful girls next to him. This girl here is the one I contacted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. She is a seance reader.
Oh, so I guess
that's the one.
She knew that you're calling.
She knows I'm calling her.
Okay.
Anyways, we're hoping to get her on. She is literally in the scene only, pretty much. She's in the sequence. She's credited as backup singer.
Okay.
This was her first credited role. She got this role so she get her SAG card.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. And I want to talk to her because she's standing next to Frank Stallone.
Sure.
And behind the camera is Sylvester at this moment.
Wild.
To me, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd love to have a walk-in little part like that.
Yeah, she's on. And I sent her a screenshot of this, and she was really giddy about it. She thought it was fantastic. Yeah. Fun. All these years, 35 years ago. Yeah. So she will come on the show hopefully sometime soon. Maybe we'll save it for a Halloween special, but she is a seance reader. She talks to the dead.
Well, she probably talked to a lot of the cast that we've mentioned is dead by now.
Well, yeah, we'd love to. If you're listening, Padding Degree, we'd love to get Burgess Meredith on the horn.
Oh, absolutely.
Who else has passed away? Tony Burton.
Tony Burton.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So.
And yeah.
So Adrian now is walking around, and I love how Adrian, she's walking around this setup right now during this train sequence. This setup, she's just not liking this. She's not digging this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She doesn't like this.
Well, that's quick, awesome comb over.
We'll screen cut. So there's an older gentleman behind his behind shot, and he's doing the weights. So again, this represents Rocky's life.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got the weights.
Well, you know what? This is probably like a good example of, well, just the 80s.
Yes, this is what you get when you have nothing to do.
There's no internet.
There's no internet. There's no
podcasts.
It's just weird to think though, but for entertainment, you had your book, your TV shows, mm-hmm. that you couldn't even record. You had to watch when they were on.
Now, this is a bit of a stretch, but maybe it's not. In the 80s, a lot of people try to do like the lifestyle magazines or people try to start with lifestyle. Like Trump, for example, he had like Trump magazine. And he tried to have things that were branded after him.
Right. Yeah. And branding.
Yeah. And this is what's happening here.
Sorry, there's so much of this. So now we had an old man lifting the weights. And then we have another older man. This guy is dead. This guy, he's already 75 years old in this movie. So unless he's 110 years old right now.
He might not have made it to the release of the movie.
But he's putting on a tough wear sparring helmet.
Uh-huh.
And looks like he doesn't have any teeth. Everyone that's seen this should know it's the part. But I love how he got this part. Like, Stallone's filming him here. I want you to put this headgear on, and you're just going to be as giddy as a schoolgirl wearing this thing. How excited would you be, Ruben, if I had brought in a...
In real life?
If I brought...
I'd be like, has other people worn this?
Well, that's why this is on display.
Yeah.
This has been it doesn't just cover his hair, it's on his face. So, it's your turn to put on the sparring helmet.
Everybody's facial oils are already in there. No, thank you.
Because he's not trying it on to buy it. it fits great. I can spar with the other people at the senior center home. The next time the nurse comes in to give me medication, I'll be ready to go. I just love that these moments are filmed. They had to put this together. We need somebody put it on headgear.
Yeah,
to be like, oh, this is kind of fun. Put it on headgear.
what were you doing that was so boring before that? Where this equaled fun?
So we go back to Paulie again, and he's just hawking stuff.
He's got buttons and shirts.
And these two young ladies are walking out with their own Rocky punching dolls, and they got pins on the background here. They're all the same picture. Of Stallone or Rocky from Rocky 2, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the same photo.
Get your Rocky buttons.
Get your Rocky buttons. Get your Rocky balloons that will be deflated by the time you get home. Get your Rocky punching dolls. And they're taking these off some shelf somewhere. I guess they just bought them. And they're just as happy as can be.
Oh, why wouldn't you be? Because why would you buy a Rocky punching doll that's already inflated? So who did the painting?
Yeah, so this is really cool. Old joke aside, there's a painting here of Stallone / Rocky. Really cool painting.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, again, when you've seen this movie, you'll know the painting. It's like huge. I wonder if it's the original. It's big. It's like
probably the original.
10, 15 feet tall, would you say?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Okay, so after all that, now we pan to Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky is now hitting the punching bag. Training. and people are watching him train. People are taking pictures. I love when people say, oh, people just have their cameras out. This is 1982. There's a celebrity there. Pictures, I know. This is 1982. Uh-huh. There's a celebrity. Guess what people are doing?
Taking pictures.
Taking photos.
Yeah.
Well, why is that so different? Why do
it's people... not different. People just like to hate.
So this is 35 years ago. Guess what people are doing? Within the movie, yes. But these are people seeing the boxing champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking photos. They're just not cell phones. They're just cameras.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they could make a phone call, they'd probably use it. But that technology wasn't there. So we got Rocky looking fantastic, mind you. But he's just lightly pounding the bag. But Mickey is still trying to train. Like the way he's talking and training with Rocky, he's trying to still like, you know, you got to do this, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. And Rocky's just having fun here. So Mickey goes, how the hell can we train to this creep joint here? He calls it a house of ill repute.
Those are fun lines to write.
Yeah, again, like I don't know the connection of ill repute. I mean, there's some transactions going on, but I think they're all legit. I don't think there's anything scandalous
with Paulie involved.
So Rocky did rent it. Mickey goes, why did you rent this joint? And Rocky says he wants to go out in style. And Mickey, of course, says, let's go out in one piece.
You can't stand toe-to-toe with this guy. He'll deposit you up there on Mars. He's too tough. He's too strong. Listen, how the hell can we train in this creep joint here? I mean, this is kind of a house of ill repute or something, is it? Why did you rent this joint?
Oh, come on, Mickey. Let's go out in style, okay?
Why are you going in style? Go out in one piece. Now, come on. Let's get out of here. Let's go back to the old gym, will you? Let's get some blood and sweat and tears around here. Can we do that?
Hey, will you just relax and enjoy it all, okay?
That's the classic line from that.
Talk about money to Bernie.
Well, I wonder what it would cost. I mean, he financed all the – he put the ring in there. He got all the products made. He's going to make money off the products.
Yeah.
But he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the hotel loved the business it came in too.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
They used to be a 3-star until this came along. So it brought them to a 4-star.
So Rocky's posing for – so he's having a great time. So Rocky is enjoying this.
He's enjoying the fame.
He's enjoying the fame. He's enjoying the – and who wouldn't enjoy the adoration?
It's tough. It's tough. Of course, you want to be loved, but I think that'd be exhausting after a while. Everybody.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I've never been loved.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you about it. It's a nice feeling.
Tell me, what is love?
Well,
don't hurt me,
baby.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
So Rocky's just loving the love. He's posing. He's like, yeah, you know, people are taking photos. Can you imagine celebrities do that now? Like nobody's clamoring around him. They're still letting him kind of train to be himself. Nobody's like barking questions at him or asking for his autograph. It's interesting how they're kind of being civil.
They're respecting the.
They kind of respect. Yeah. He's still training, but his training is literally a spectacle for people to see. This is how Rocky trains. It's like behind the scenes of the Rocky character. This is how I train for fights.
Crazy.
All right. Sorry, George. Hey, two watchers. Hey, guys, what's going on?
You know, Stallone did admit that he ran out of ideas for the training.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So this might be a little bit of like just a new idea.
Interesting. So he thought he ran out of ideas at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought, well, let's bring the audience into my training, make it cheesy.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess that's the thing. Like we want to see the training. We love it. We wish it was us.
Well, as a viewer, this whole train sequence is effective because it serves the purpose it's supposed to serve. We are on Mickey's side because we as a viewer know the clubber means business. Mm-hmm. Rocky's wholly unaware of what's about to happen to him. Mickey has an idea because he's seen Clubber fight. Mm-hmm. He knows what Clubber can do in the ring. He knows what his student and his fighter, Rocky, cannot do. And now on top of that, at this very moment, Rocky's not training seriously. Mm-hmm. Rocky wants – so Mickey's still kind of honoring his request. It's just Rocky wants to end it this way.
That's his life.
It's his life. Yeah. He wants to end it with the fans. He loves the people. He's a people lover. He loves the people. Then we cut to Clubber now. And Clubber is training hard. Mm-hmm. Nothing around him. Looks like he's on some sort of dirty floor or some – he is in the house of ill repute.
Yeah, he's Rocky 2.0.
And he's doing the sit-ups when he's going back and forth. So he's trained hard. He's serious. And then we come back to Paulie counting money. Yes. Do you think Paulie
three hats on?
No, he's got about five hats on. Why is Paulie wearing five? This is such an 80s thing.
Well, I think that's like the thing with the homeless. So they wear like multiple hats or whatever.
Yeah, this guy's not digging it.
He's like, uh-uh.
So Paulie's counting money. He's wearing about five baseball caps on top of his head. So he's carrying the gear around with him to take one off and be able to sell it.
Yeah.
I love, you know, when the wardrobe people said, okay, Burt Young, come here. We got to stack. Who's the hat stacker? I want to talk to the guy that stacked the hats on Paulie's head. Okay, Ruben, here we go. So here, Rocky's actually doing some sort of leg press thing. I'm not sure what he's doing. Oh, I see. It's like a backwards leg press. So he's like lying on his stomach, holding this machine like this, and he's pushing backwards with his legs like this. And this girl comes up and says, can I get a kiss? Do you know who that is? This is his wife in real life. Stallone had all three of his wives in his movies in the Rocky series.
Wow.
So this is wife number one. I forget her name, but she actually is credited in the movie. But this is the woman that he had Sage and Sergey with.
Okay.
Yeah. So his baby, Sergey, was in Rocky II. His wife, and she looks fantastic, is in Rocky III. And she goes, can I get a kiss? So it's kind of funny. This is the meta. Did I mention before meta, Rocky III? Mm-hmm. So he's getting a kiss from his real-life wife on screen. This is Sasha Kazak. That's right. Sasha Zach. That's probably how it's pronounced. And she's from Pennsylvania herself. They had the two sons, Sage Moonblood, who died of a heart disease at the age of 36, and Sergey, who was born in 79, right when Rocky II was made.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives the kiss, and guess who's watching the kiss happen? So Adrian sees the kiss happen.
See, this is kind of a meta thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is so meta. The Adrian character.
That he would write to have his wife kiss him while his wife is watching him. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. So Stallone's real-life wife, which is totally legit, can kiss him. But then the Rocky character get kissed by another woman, and his Adrian doesn't like it.
If you were in Stallone's situation right there.
Okay.
And that happened. How would Becky respond?
Okay, so, well, no, Becky would be my real-life wife, so she'd be kissing me on the workout.
No, I mean if she was Adrian and you're Rocky.
So, okay. So I happen to be in a universe where I'm a champion, and Becky's married to me.
Yes.
And a woman kisses me?
Uh-huh.
I don't think she'd be very happy.
Wife be livid.
I don't think she'd be very happy.
Livid.
Well, Adrian's face here. Say it again.
No, nothing.
Oh, you said something.
No, it's nothing.
Yeah. Adrienne's face here is very non-improving, and her hair is terrible.
Well, if looks could kill, maybe that's what happened. She looked in the mirror and it killed half of her hair there.
So poor Adrienne's not happy about this.
Yeah.
But to be fair, Rocky kisses Mickey right after this. So Mickey says, you know, Clubber's not going to kiss you.
He's going to kill you.
Can I get a kiss?
Yes, sir. Get out of here, will you? I'm fighting in a zoo. This is a zoo, you know? Not the way you train for Clubber. He ain't gonna kiss you. He gonna kill you. You know that?
And then we go back to Clubber, and he's now doing his workout, old business. And Stallone's Rocky's working the punching bag. The guy took a picture of him doing the punching bag, and he posed, and Mickey got mad at saying, hey, we're training here. And even the cut man in the background said, yeah, move along. So there was some rules, I guess, set aside that when Rocky's training, try not to interact with him. So the kiss from the woman was not – Mickey didn't like that. The camera flashing while, you know, interrupting the punching bag. Mm-hmm. I can't just say, every time we see Stallone in the punching bag, it's pretty
– It's awesome. Love it.
He's good at it.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Hit those things?
I think speed so, bag? Perhaps.
It's hard. It's very difficult to do.
What would you give a Rocky 3 out of 10?
Well, before we get there
– All right.
We've got this next scene.
Good pause, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we got this next scene where Stallone is wearing short shorts.
Who likes short shorts?
Very short shorts. Any shorter and
it'd be a wardrobe malfunction.
You can kind of
put it this way. You don't want Justin Timberlake to be there. You don't want Justin Timberlake to be there, or else.
Oh my goodness! Those shorts are like, I'm telling you,
the rating of the movie would change.
The Italian sausage, it's about to make an appearance.
Terrible!
So he's wearing these short shorts, but he's wearing this jacket. And it's a jacket. It has the R for Rocky. It's such an 80s thing. Remember Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
And she had the L on all of her clothes. Well, that's what Rocky's wearing. It's about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That sewn on letter R.
Yes.
Would you put, if you were a billionaire, would you ever initial any of your clothing?
No. So tacky. Hey, speaking of Laverne and Shirley, they're doing a remake.
Are they really?
Kind of. Justin Theroux and Jimmy Kimmel have teamed up to do 80 sitcom remakes, but like one episode.
Okay.
Where it's reacted live.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So like Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox are going to be Laverne and Shirley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it.
Little side note.
So Rocky's skipping rope here for the audience. And next to him on his right, he's got this band playing. Again, Rocky music. It's Rocky music.
Can you imagine hiring a band?
And they're playing the pushing song.
I understand. But hiring a band to play live while you're exercising, training.
Yeah, he's doing it. It's almost like a very Kanye West thing to do here.
Yeah.
Like he is just living the high life here. He's skipping rope to his own music.
Okay. If he's training there daily, is this happening daily?
Good question. He trains there. Maybe this was the big event. Maybe this was the meta event. Like he trains there daily.
Mm.
But this was like the open house.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I got the feeling this is like a week-long event.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know. So he's skipping rope, band's playing, and he's having a great old time. It cuts back to Clubber, who's training really hard. And we're obviously in an audience. We see that, oh, yeah, there's Bubbles here. Bubbles.
I thought you were talking about Bubbles, the character from Trailer Park Boys.
So watch this scene coming up.
All right.
So there's Bubbles from a bubble machine coming down where Rocky's skipping rope. Band's playing. Like, this is just over-the-top silliness.
Bubbles, yeah.
Burgess Meredith tries to pop a bubble.
Yes.
And he doesn't. It doesn't pop. Watch.
Yes.
Watch it. I just want you to... it's a great scene because the character Mickey is getting frustrated by this whole pomp and circumstance.
Sure.
And so this bubble goes right in front of his face.
He can't even pop it.
And so he's told, pop a bubble. So he goes to swat at the bubble, but the bubble just moves.
Sure.
But the sound effect is doink. They still made a popping sound effect over that.
That's funny. One of the people on YouTube for the song Push 'Em made that comment.
What's that? What did you mean by that?
One of the people on YouTube.
Right.
When we were looking at the YouTube comments for the song Push 'Em, one of the commenters noted that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a film flub, as they say, but the idea is that you think, can we try that again with you? Actually, poor Burgess Meredith didn't have the strength to pop a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
He swatted at it, and they made the sound of the pop, but it actually just moved off screen.
So here's a little trivia. You mentioned Eye of the Tiger recently. There was a song that was rejected for Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, what was the song that was rejected?
By Joe Esposito.
Okay.
The song called You're the Best.
Can you bring it up? I know the song, but just bring it up for our audience here.
All right.
And you know what they used it for, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
It'd be weird to... Where's the... I can see why they rejected it.
Yeah. Good job rejecting that. Eye of the Tiger is actually a much better song.
It is a great song. Like, Rocky aside, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a fun song. It's a fun song. You're the best around. No one is ever going to bring you down.
Wow. That's terrible.
Well, they rejected a good thing there. To reject that was a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're almost done.
As a marketer,
I apologize. Wow. I apologize. Okay.
So this train sequence is horrible. Mr. T, or Clever. Sorry.
No, go on.
Okay.
It's a training sequence.
Okay, so the one part of this whole training sequence was done outside the hotel was Rocky pulling Mickey on the bike. It was like legit.
Yeah.
So they actually did one little part here where Rocky kind of took it seriously, because I found that was kind of an interesting little scene that he's still wearing the fancy workout clothes.
Sure.
But he's got the rope around his body, and he's pulling Mickey on a bike.
Is that hard?
It's resistant running. It'd be hard.
Especially if he's like playing with the handbrakes.
He might be.
That'd be very frustrating.
And then we got Rocky at the end here. The crowd has left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I love about this scene is there's nobody in the hotel. He's sparring with some guy at the end of the day, but the band is still playing in the background.
It's like Titanic.
They're going down with the ship.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So they're still playing. Now, here's meta moment number 5 or 6, whatever. So the band is playing. They're playing the Rocky thing. They're playing it with the mandolin and cello, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey says, you know, stop playing that music. Change the tune, would you?
Interesting.
So it's weirdly meta again.
So they're acknowledging the song. That's the theme for the movie franchise.
Again, it would be like Han Solo mm-hmm. looking at the audio, looking at some character on the screen and say, can you change the tune of the Darth Vader march, please? We're tired of hearing it every time Darth Vader makes an entry. What's that, the Death March?
Death March.
Yeah. That's his theme. You could never have a Darth Vader entrance without the Death March.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be like Han Solo or Luke saying, hey, can you change the tune?
Yeah.
It's a weird meta moment that Mickey says change the tune. Well, that's the Rocky theme.
Okay, with all these meta moments, I asked the question earlier of what you'd give this movie. I know we're like 37 minutes into the movie, but like...
The previous episode that Kyle was on, mm-hmm. we just tore this apart.
Okay.
So...
Uh-huh.
The charity match and all the things that Hogan was saying or Thunderlips was saying. It is the thing about part 3. I think it's partly a victim of its own time, the 80s.
Sure.
Meaning like, I think when this was viewed in 1982, it was viewed with 82 glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So people were in the 80s. They loved this hokiness. They loved the camp. They loved everything about this. The character of Rocky was so big. It was like, you know, the beginning of MTV and the music world and all that. So it's just kind of like that's what they had. This was their entertainment. This movie is very entertaining. Rocky III in the ratings when I rate 7 movies is near the bottom.
Okay.
You know, 5 gets a bad rep. But funny enough, I think 5 has aged better than 3. It doesn't feel like 1990 other than the some of the songs they use like – they use some of these very 90s songs. I forget what they're called. Like from Music Factory type songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So that some of those songs are very 1990s. I've always said a bad Rocky movie is still better than any. But
sure,
Rocky 3 is in the bottom half. There's 7 movies. Rocky 3 is not in top 4.
All right.
So I don't give it a rating out of 10. I just rank it with the movies. Because I give it like 8 or 9 out of 10.
As long as it's a 9.
There you go. I'm with him.
Okay.
So I agree with Stallone. It's 8 or 9. Entertaining. It's fun. It's fast. It's furious. Seen in theaters. So it's all those things that a movie should be for entertainment.
Yep.
But in the Rocky universe, it's in the bottom half.
All right.
I don't know. What about you, Ruth?
I don't know. I guess it'd be bottom half because for me it's 1, 6, 4, 2, 3. 5.
Okay, what about Creed?
Well, okay, Rocky Universe then?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay. 1, 6 Creed.
Yeah, okay. I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
I put 2 maybe above Creed. I almost go 1. Actually, ours is a little different. I go 1, 4 Creed, 6.
I have the most memories in nostalgia 2, 4.
That's why it rates so high for me, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
That's when I got like I knew who he was beforehand.
It was the dragon,
but that's,
chasing the dragon.
That was the like, oh yes,
yeah. All right,
yeah, Ryan.
Well, I mean, I want before we stop. I know we're wrapping up.
Sure, yeah.
But the end of the scene though is really touching because what I'm about to say. But Mickey basically just tells Rocky, "Hey, whatever happens, I love you, and I don't like to talk about soft stuff." He doesn't say I love you, but he is in his Mickey way. He tells Rocky, I'm proud of you. So it's actually really kind of a sad moment because we know as a repeat viewer, this is the last heart-to-heart they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky's like, you know, hey, I love you too. Let's go join the circus. And, you know, does kind of like silly Rocky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Mickey's saying, and I wonder if Mickey kind of knows, like he just does not have much time left. And so he makes sure that he told Rocky, hey, just so you know, I'm proud of you. And that's actually a lesson for all of us. We don't really kind of know when our time is up.
You're proud of Ryan.
Wow. I'm proud of you too, Rube.
What you said to us, yeah, why not?
All right, there you go.
Love you.
I love you too, brother.
I love you like a brother.
I definitely love you like a brother. Well, I mean, that's the end of the worst training sequence in the Rocky franchise. The failed training, because I don't want to spoil anything, but that training does not help him in the next fight.
Well, we shall find out what happens.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for us, Ryan.
Sorry. If you haven't watched Rocky 3 yet, may I recommend it? May I recommend Rocky 1 and 2 first? Well, there you go, Rube.
Until then. Ding. Ding. Good together.
All right.
Hey, you're the ding to my dong.
All right. Where's the try to turn this off?
What is love? Baby, don't.